kick things off with Reed Spencer. Go ahead, Reed. I think you're
I think you're
muted.
muted.
You're still
Yeah.
muted.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Ben, last year you started the playoffs off with 13 playoff points, seventh in the standings, and came through to win the championship. This year you've got two playoff points, you're ninth. What tells you that you can do it again?
Just the fact that we've done it. I think that's going to tell us we can do it again. And I don't mean that rude in any way. It's just that we have the blueprint. We've done it twice, and we've done it when our back's been against the wall. We've done it when we've had to get on tiebreakers where we had to do crazy strategy and we get in on a point. Like, we've been put through the crucible. We've gone through the ringer, and somehow we found a way to still make it to the next round. So I can thoroughly say the pressure doesn't get to us at all. If we make any mistakes, it'll just be from sheer incompetence, not from, you know, nervousness or, you know, feeling any sort of pressure. I can say at the racetrack now, I feel pretty locked in with all of my guys. I've been pretty hard on some people and hard on myself, but I've been like that for years. You know, I just try to demand the best that we can out of everybody, and of course of myself. We ask a lot as far as accountability goes, and I think that's all needed right now, especially with our current situation. So I feel good about it. I really do. The first round here with these three races are races that our stats don't show well at, but they don't show well at the first two simply because of we had a mistake last year at Milwaukee. We got involved in a wreck at Bristol, and then Kansas, I think that's got a little bit away from our setup, so we'll work on that one. But all in all, a good round for us. If we just do our part, I think we can make it in just fine.
Do you think the speed is there at this point?
Yeah, the speed can be there. We've got to unload a little closer, though. That's kind of like where we're at with this next-gen practice session. You have to unload off your transporter straight from the race shop. Perfect. And there's no opportunity to really tune on the truck, because there's a lot of times where I know what's wrong, but I don't have the tools available to me to fix it, right? So, you know, when you're at the racetrack, you've got Packer, so you can adjust your bar load and the actual splitter gap. You can work on air pressures. You can work on spring rubbers, track bar wedge, stuff like that. That's all fine-tuning tools. It's not really anything you can do to you know, wholesale the truck or get it closer. You can't change, you know, you can't change anything, really. So it's just something that we've got to do a little bit better job of unloading close and making sure that when we're there, the tools that are available to us actually help us, rather than saying, well, there's nothing in our toolbox we can do right now.
Thank you, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll go next to John Newby.
Thank you. So, Ben, I got a couple questions for you. So, first off, when I talked to you after Richmond, you know, you said that that race you were not stressed out despite kind of being the situation you were in. Just curious, can I get an update on that? How are you guys feeling so far right now?
Yeah, I've been in a lot worse situations than Richmond, unfortunately, I guess. But, you know, fortunately, struggles and suffering and stuff is what makes you a better person in life. So through walking through those struggles and those challenges in past years, it's made us pretty calm, or at least me, pretty calm in the current situation. Right now, that's my mindset, and I just try to bring that about to everybody on my team, you know. Everybody that has a hand in on this race truck needs to be kind of feeling the same way, needs to be calm, cool, collected, and just ultimately focused on getting some points right now. So, yeah, nothing's really changed since Richmond. You know, I think the temptation to change comes after the checkered flag at Milwaukee, and that's where you kind of have to see where you're at and see what alterations need to happen.
Makes sense. And then obviously the first round is the priority right now, but I was curious, with Martinsville being back as kind of that elimination race, what kind of challenges does that going to pose for you guys, you know, provided you're in that situation trying to get back in the championship four?
Yeah, so you're kind of right. Like, this is the priority right now, this first round. But honestly, my eyes are still focused on the next round. That's always the round that matters most is that final round before getting to Phoenix. So I'm already looking at that, just kind of like you mentioned. Martinsville is going to be a challenge, but, you know, it's one of my favorite racetracks. We've been going there for so long, and I actually started racing there in late models once upon a time. So I love that place, and, you know, it is true there's nowhere to hide, if you're really slow. But if you're fast, you can kind of hide wherever you like, actually. So that's just the name of the game anywhere we go, right? As speed breeds success, and speed affords different opportunities. So Martinsville's really no different in that regard. The problem with Martinsville being a playoff race, though, is as a playoff driver, you can find yourself in trouble from the non-playoff drivers that don't cut you any slack. And sometimes they're more, well, pretty much every time, they're more desperate that time of year to give themselves some success to their program. And when that happens, you can find yourself in their way, and they may just, you know, they don't care that you have a red spoiler or anything. They're worried about themselves, and as they should.
Okay. Thank you for the insight.
Thank you.
I'll go next to Francesco Greedy. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Okay. I'm sorry for my bad English. I'm not living in the U.S. I'm Italian, so please, just now, I'm sorry if I made some mistakes. So I would like to ask you a question about your performance, because during the first part of the season, during this regular season, you achieved the playoff pass only at the last race, and you are the champion. So no wins, only a few good spots. How do you value your season right now? Like, you're in the playoff, but with a lot of different obscure points, we can say.
No, I think that's a really good question. I think it really, well, the answer is really, it hasn't been a good season for us, not necessarily. We've from where my standards are and how we've been running and the standards for the whole race team, it's been below what we want. But that's okay. We have to be able to look at that and compartmentalize that and then apply whatever wisdom we know to garnering results and success. So the minute we stop trying to look at it and being realistic, that's a problem. So, yeah, realistically, it hasn't been the best season. Actually, in the past 3 years or so that we've made runs at championships, this has been the worst that we've entered into the playoffs, and that comes from, you know, kind of the bad regular season. I started out the first part of the season with Rich Lucius as my crew chief. Now I have Doug Randolph. So there was a little bit of a swap up there. But as a whole, I've maintained my core group of guys, and we've just been working on the same stuff. So yeah, it hasn't been the best, but I think we'll be just fine. The biggest thing to realize is right now going into the playoff, this round is all about not making mistakes. Then after that, you've got to have three absolutely perfect races for the next round.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next we'll go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Doug, I think was in the Xfinity playoffs with Brandon Brown back, you know, 4 years, but I'd say he hasn't been in a, you know, kind of the pressure cooker contender, championship contender type situation. Is there anything that you can tell him or advise him, or do you let him still advise you?
No, I think it goes both ways. I think that's how a good proper driver crew chief relationship should work. You're right. Yeah, he hasn't been in the pressure cooker spotlight and, you know, a few years, but he has been around for a very long time. So the best thing about Doug is that he's so calm, cool, collected under normal circumstances, and that's what we've worked under so far. And the playoffs I've yet to see, but if he's anything like a normal self, he should be just fine. Realistically, that's what's best for drivers, is calm crew chiefs that can see and evaluate things clearly and make the best decision as it's happening. And I think most of that comes from personal life. At least it does for me. If I've got a good personal life, good family life, good foundation, you know, you can perform well under pressure, and also a good race team, right? Like our relationship with Thor Sport Racing, Duke and Rhonda Thorson's been fantastic. They've been amazing to me, and, you know, we just want to go win championships for them, and they give us all the tools to do it. And when you have support like that, it makes it easy to go out and not let the pressure get to you.
Do you have any advice or thoughts, like, is the first round just don't lose it rather and then start being aggressive in the second round, or do you feel you have to be aggressive right away?
You've got to be aggressive right away. You do have to be aggressive right away, but it's got to be moderate. I think some of the, well, we see it every year, some of the guys that come into the playoffs that maybe don't have the experience, or they're just, you know, up on the chip drivers, they usually can throw away their chances within the first round. And since there's only two being cut, The biggest thing to do is just have steady races. Something's going to happen unfortunate to somebody in this first round. It may only happen to one driver, it could happen to two, but those are the ones that will have the disadvantage. So the biggest thing is to have consistent races, get your stage points, and that'll get you to the next round. But after that, you've got to be perfect.
And also, so like during this time of year, like do you look at your championship trophies in your house? Do you look at them for motivation, or are you like, okay, I gotta put them away because what I've done in the past doesn't necessarily mean anything?
Yeah, I'm. So the trophies are there at the house, but I'm very much a, I guess you're only as good as your last race type of driver. So, yeah, we've got championships. It says it on the patch right here, but it means to me, what happens in the past means nothing in the present or the future. The experience you take with you means a lot, but the accolades to me don't really mean anything. I really very much function. The last race is what makes your career for you. So I approach everything kind of that way. And when I'm at home, actually, I really don't have anything racing out in the house. My wife likes having that stuff around. She thinks it's cool and that it's something cool for our kids to talk about. But I really don't like it in the house. I put stuff aside, and when I go home, I'm been the family guy, and then when I go to the race team, I'm immersed in racing, and I don't really look back a whole lot, I guess.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Do we have any final questions for Ben?